Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Oh my, now I'm here at last.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Thanks for following. It's Pat and JT. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Absolutely. Please do. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. They've been our partners now over 2 years. They're hanging in there with us through eclipses, tornadoes, hailstorms, wind shears. They're our partners.
Especially the wind shears. Those are the worst.
Wind shears are the worst. You never see those coming.
No, I mean, never.
It's like out of nowhere. It's like, you knew it's going to be windy. It's kind of like, I saw the Midwest memes or whatever that came out yesterday, and it's basically one of, I can't remember the name of the TV show. It doesn't matter, but it's basically, hey, can I get a beautiful day in the Midwest? The best I can do is lots of sunshine and 80-mile-an-hour winds. You know, it's like,
like, let's make a deal?
Yeah, kind of is, right? So that's kind of what we had this weekend, where it was absolutely gorgeous out, but it was so windy. That's the best I can do for you right now. Yeah, sorry about that. And then I saw it's supposed to be 80 something next week.
Yeah, amazing. Somebody on 7 said we could be tickling a top 10 day already.
That's just crazy. My sprinkler system is going to be turned on this week. Got to fix a couple of faulty lines there. Get that up. I mean, it's like everything and everything's green and it's still, it's too early.
It's not even double digits April yet.
I know, right?
It makes me nervous.
So Centris Federal Credit Union, absolutely, they are the best. And if you want to find out more about the difference between a credit union and a bank, there's information on their website for sure. You can stop in and talk to them about it. Absolutely. Federally insured NCUA equal housing lender.
And centrisfcu.org and 402-334-7000.
Okay, so something we need to address first and foremost. Last episode, we talked about the video. On Friday, Facebook Friday, we were talking about Kamala Harris had the...
Oh, and the audacity that the NCAA wouldn't let women have brackets until 2022.
And I was thinking, you know, there's two ways you could take this. Are they saying that women don't get to play brackets as in bet, or are they saying that the women's NCAA tournament didn't have brackets until 2 years ago? And people were saying, well, how do they know who to play if they don't have brackets?
And I know, and they did have, you could play an NCAA bracket game for women, like
for
on ESPN. They've had that for years.
For years. So that's what she was arguing with one of the, or not arguing, but she proposed to one reporter. And did you know, and isn't that just amazing? Isn't that awful? It's just, you know, going on and on about women not having brackets. So then I see, and you are right, since 1982, that's when the NCAA first had a women's basketball game, women's basketball tournament. And they had brackets. But somebody else posted, and I thought this is interesting. And underneath it, they first wrote, just reminds me of Veep.
Veep.
And then they said, someone...
A lot of what's going on right now reminds me of Veep. Just saying.
Someone was clearly meant to brief her that the women were allowed to use the term March Madness for the first time in 2022. But she said
brackets.
Okay. So I can see that somebody was trying to explain, and probably somebody who didn't understand.
And it's not a sexist thing. I'm sure it was a branding contract, something. It had nothing to do with that they were
winning. It was NCAA. It was the way things were written up. It's kind of like when you see a college football game, especially the bowl games, not for rebroadcast or blah, blah, blah. But then you go to the bar and there it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? There's so many crazy rules when it comes to calling certain games certain things because people own the rights to it.
Yeah.
And so the women's NCAA tournament was called the women's NCAA tournament until 2022. So for the first time, they were able to use March Madness in their marketing.
Yeah, I mean.
But they implied it everywhere. So nobody even noticed. So it's kind of a.
I would
popcorn
never
fart if you ask me.
Yeah, would never have noticed at all.
Should not even have been. She shouldn't have been briefed on it.
Because it shouldn't be something in her brain. Why does the vice president of the United States need to have that information in her head? It does not. It doesn't matter.
It just took up valuable real estate for something.
Unless
else,
the person that briefed her didn't know either, didn't understand what it meant either. So they thought it was a big deal, and they probably don't follow basketball.
Did
and
you
probably
know?
Women. Oh my gosh,
women were denied. Yeah. Until, you know, whatever. Yeah. So
that's how probably she was taught.
Anywho, so just to clear that up, it was okay. Still ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as we thought.
Yeah.
It was still ridiculous. Okay. So we said we were going to talk about three things. It was that the eclipse.
Got my glasses this morning. I realized I didn't have them. So I went to Hy-Vee and I'm like, well, I better get my stupid glasses because I don't want to be the only person that doesn't have glasses on for whatever.
You don't want to miss out on seeing this?
No.
Didn't you do like an, I remember doing that in grade school with the pinhole
mm-hmm.
in the box so you could see it.
Yeah.
And then there was some realignment. They said something about the numbers were off a little bit, like 70 miles this way or that way. And there could be some people a little PO'd because they drove all that way to see something or made. There was a story about a woman who has gone to the eclipse, like wanted to see the total eclipses, and she's seen like 8 of them.
Jeez.
She traveled all over the world to see these. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's unique. But
it's like,
I'm not going to fly anywhere and drive anywhere to it.
But I guess I don't understand the partying that goes on with it.
It's the lunar people. I mean, just people that think it's, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's cool, and I'm glad that we were in 100% totality last time and got to see that. But I would not have driven even to Des Moines to be in totality.
Interesting. Interesting. So anyway, I haven't seen anything else that I just keep seeing the declarations of states of emergencies that are out there.
And letting people know that animals could do weird things and all this stuff. And the cows get anxious. And
you
I'm
remember
like,
them ever doing that before?
No. Well, if they did, if they did, it's over in like 2 hours. So if they're going to get a little nap in the afternoon, what's the big deal? Screw. I mean, we every twice a year, we change our time.
I know.
Like, if we spring forward and fall back and we get screwed up, nobody talks about that. But the animals get a little extra nap in the afternoon and everybody's freaked out.
It's really weird. So, anyway, we'll wait and see. So, obviously, we did this broadcast before the world came to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see what we got for you tomorrow.
Yeah. Who knows? It could be a completely
maybe
different...
all the electronics will go.
Yep. Today. I mean, you never know. Just like on Y2K.
Powers. Oh, God.
That disaster.
If you weren't around for that, and I think about it, mm-hmm. That was like something that was built up for over a year, 2 years,
yeah.
Because they all of a sudden realized the computer systems weren't built for the year 00, like 70-something, 80-something, 90-something, 80-something, 90-something, but they hadn't taken into consideration flipping a century and going into 00, and they thought everything
would
shut down.
Which you think they would have, and they probably did, but it was probably a market, it was something that it was like the Kamala Harris. Everything's got twisted. You'd think that the smart people, like Bill Gates, or whoever invented computers, basically, would be like, okay, boys, this is going well. This project's going well.
Long enough? I don't know.
I'm thinking he's feeling it. Like, even when he's like, Microsoft is not in his garage anymore and they got a little office.
1980,
it's like, it's going pretty well. So, you know what? This is going to be around a while. So, I think we should probably look ahead a little bit. Eventually, we're going to switch to 2000. I think they had it covered. It just, they let it ride because a lot of people made a lot of money on Y2K.
I don't know. I think there was a little CYA going on there, too. Just in case everything imploded.
Yeah.
Because there was the thought that if you were going to be somewhere for, it was New Year's Eve, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to be somewhere for New Year when it all flipped over, you wouldn't be able to get your flight home. Everything would have to be manual. So everything was going to be backed up, backlogged. That's why I made sure I was in Phoenix.
Just in case. With your bucket of 25-year food.
Well, I didn't have that
shotgun.
Yet. I didn't have that yet. And I was down there for a Judd's concert. I will tell you that. with some friends, and we all went down. Yes, I was down there for that. And it was like, well, come with me. Bring it.
She went out the way she wanted to.
Right. So anyway, so there was that. And then the other thing this weekend, Powerball this weekend. Have you seen anything about this?
No, I have not. I've heard that I heard it was like either 1.3 billion or it was a huge jackpot. I don't even know if anybody won.
They did 5 hours later. So the Powerball waited until 5 a.m. Maybe it's even more than that. 5 a.m. Central to announce the winner. So they had no winner. And somebody actually asked Grok, at 11:10 last night, their time, so it was 10 minutes after the drawing had happened, and said, and it gave me the winning numbers, and it said, there was no winner for the Powerball drawing April 6, 2024. The winning numbers are this. The jackpot was estimated at $1.3 billion, making it the fourth largest Powerball jackpot, eighth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. And then 4 hours later, we had a winner all of a sudden. And the winner was from Oregon, which somebody said it was just in Oregon, the state with the one of the top five highest taxes.
Mm.
And that brought out all kinds of theories and all kinds of commentary. One of them, and I'd never heard this before, on July 2nd, 2008, Jeffrey Epstein's financial planning company in New Mexico, you remember the Zorro Ranch that he had in New Mexico, right? So in 2008, that trust, the Zorro Trust, won the Oklahoma Power Lottery, paid out $41 million.
Jeez.
They collected over $30 million after taxes. Epstein's
A trust doing playing the lottery? That seems super sketchy.
Not at the time, apparently. And it gets worse. So Epstein's Black Book identifies a column as Epstein, Jeffrey, Zorro Ranch, and a phone listing for, it says Bryce and Karen Point 2. I don't know what that means. So a computer glitch delayed the drawing on live television in 2008. And then the prize money was collected by Zorro Trust, though, when it was later discovered they had the one winning ticket. The winning ticket was purchased at a convenience store in Altus, Oklahoma, for the $85 million jackpot.
Who would be in Altus, Oklahoma, for the trust at a gas station buying a ticket?
Buying a ticket.
And Altus is small. Altus does have a military base.
Okay.
So I don't know if that has anything to do.
That might have something. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, they do have a military base.
So then it goes on June 30th, 2008. This was a July 2nd drawing, okay?
Okay.
So 3 days before June 30th, 2008. After Epstein pleaded guilty to a state charge of procuring for prostitution a girl below the age of 18, he was sentenced to 18 months in prison. While most convicted sex offenders in Florida are sent to state prison, he instead was housed in a private wing of the Palm Beach County Stockade, which sounds like a nightclub, and according to the sheriff's office, was, after 3.5 months, allowed to leave the jail on work release for up to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So, literally, what happened is he was in jail. He was allowed to come and go outside for specific release hours. And then he ended up receiving $85 million, well, after taxes, less than that, for 3.5 months off in a luxury jail unit with open doors.
Oh, my gosh.
So, he ended up making that money. So, what they're saying is that, is the lottery rigged?
Probably.
Is there some kind of a laundering scheme that goes in here and it's a way to change, make money change hands? And then somebody wrote out another doc, and I don't have, it's a spreadsheet, and it shows the number of times there's been one winning ticket for these huge numbers. And you know, you have thousands of tickets being sold because it's $1 billion. But one ticket got all the numbers right for some strange reason. And sometimes, Oregon too, they didn't have to release the name of the winner either because they have laws there to protect the privacy.
So are all these big ones in states that don't have
many of them
to
work.
Release?
Just something to chew on.
Interesting.
As if you didn't have enough on your plate with
I would think
eclipse
that
today.
It would kind of make sense that they would change the laws that if you're going to play the lottery, you're going to win, and name has to come out.
It has to be one way. I think it should be that way across the board.
Yes.
Yeah, one way or the other, and then that way people know if you buy and if you win, you better have a plan in place because once you go in to claim the ticket,
done.
It's out there.
Yeah.
So put something in place. So
yeah, you have like 90 days to claim it. You
get plenty of time to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Interesting. I think my cousin was stationed in Altus in 2008, Mark. So maybe he has something to do with this. I'll talk to him.
Ask him about that.
Yeah.
Ask him what his kickback was.
Yeah. For buying that ticket and sending it down to, I'm sure, yeah, Mark's got a direct connect to Epstein.
To the Zorro Trust.
Yeah, the Zorro Trust from Altus, the Altus.
So there's some.
Interesting.
Some little make you go, for Monday.
Huh.
So anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, not sure I'm going to stop for today.
Well, you guys, thanks for listening. Happy, have fun at the eclipse today. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Rate, review, and subscribe.
I imagine we probably should say, don't look right at it.
Do we legally have to say that?
Probably.
Okay. Don't look right at it. Okay. For insurance purposes, please don't look right at it.
Did not tell you.
Have a good one.
Pat Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.